Hello and welcome to Bebo's Legends podcast. My name is Elias and this is the rest of the team.
Hi, I'm Carrie.
Hi, I'm Izzy.
Hi, I'm Jonwen.
In this week's episode, we talk about the fourth episode of Legends of Tomorrow, titled White Knights. It was written by Sarah Nicole Jones and Phil Klemmer and directed by Antonio Negret.
So what did you guys think of the episode?
I think overall it was a good episode, but I still have a few issues with it.
Why does that not surprise me?
Because it's me.
That's where you say that same thing every week.
Yeah, because I always, until like it gets really, really hilarious, have that. So
it was okay.
I think it was a cool episode. So, yeah.
See, I thought it was pretty good. As always, anything with fighting and explosions, I'm good. I'm happy with that. I don't like things that don't have a lot of Sarah in them. So...
That's one of the issues I have with this episode.
Yeah, so that was a slight problem for me. Especially with her hair the way it was in this episode. She looked really good, so. I wish there was more of her. But apart from that, it was really, really good.
Yeah, and I'm taking one of the things you probably want to say, Kari. Because I think when they are when they are breaking into the Pentagon, I thought it was really, really cool that the guys were the janitors and and Kendra and Sarah were the officers or officials or some soldiers, whatever. Because we stand feminism.
Screw you. Screw you for stealing my thing. That's my thing. Yeah, no, I agree. I say that in every episode, pretty much. But yeah, I think it was really cool. Also, how good did they look in those uniforms?
I might have sent a lot, lots and lots of those hot emoji thingies and hard eye thingies to Nisi when I first watched that episode.
I love a woman slash man slash person in uniform. So what was your favorite moment of the episode?
My favorite moment was this whole training situation between Kendra and Sarah, because I love seeing women taking care of other women, although that sounds so weird. I don't know why I loved it so much, but yeah, that buttered my croissant.
Oh my god, you did not just say that. I like women supporting women as well. I'm here for it. So yeah, I agree. That was a good moment. I like the whole interaction between Kendra and Sarah. But I think the moment where they come to the realization that Kendra needs what Sarah has and Sarah needs what Kendra has to even each other out, I thought that was really nice.
So, yeah, I just basically wanted to say all that you said, but also the fight scenes at the lab. I really like that. And the team backing up Rip, you know, when the Time Master tried to kill him. So that was pretty cool.
Love a bit of team spirit, don't we?
That was my favorite part too, with Sarah and Kendra training, like helping each other to get better and to be a better person and to embrace their human side and their hot goddess side. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, I think we all like that sort of stuff, don't we? Although I agree with Nisi that the lab scenes were quite good. I quite like the one where Captain Holt runs and jumps and he grabs onto the chain and then he slides down and grabs the case and runs away. Like, yeah, do it again. Anywho, wow. What was your least favorite moment?
Kendra losing her shit at the Pentagon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I kind of liked it.
As to watch only that scene, totally, but in the whole context of the show and the episode, definitely not, as she almost botched the mission.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I think for me, that the part of that that didn't make much sense was, like, she's just killed this guy, right? We all agree. That is that the general consensus? She kills this guy.
Mm-hmm.
But she doesn't have any sort of mental breakdown. Like, if I just killed a guy and I was like this person who's so hell-bent on reminding everybody that she's just a barista, she's not a hawk goddess, she's, you know, where's the remorse? Like, where's the crying and the, oh my god, I've just killed somebody? Where's that at? Like, I felt mm-hmm. there should have been some emotion behind that.
Yeah, me too. She's so many times pointing out that she 2 months ago she was just a barista, and then there's no, then it's no biggie for her to kill someone.
Exactly. So that didn't quite add up for me.
Yeah, but I think that was just someone else taking over, like someone else taking over, and she didn't even realize it properly, I think.
Yeah, but see, if you think about another person, same scenario, Sarah, when she loses it and she almost kills people with the bloodlust, she still feels like crap afterwards. Like, she still feels guilty and she doesn't like that part of herself, but that's very apparent. Like, you can see that in things that she says and does. Whereas I don't think it was as apparent with Kendra. I feel like they could have just had a little bit more emotion in.
Yeah, I think she just completely separates herself from that situation.
Probably.
She keeps it locked in the back of her mind.
I thought it was weird. Like, it was not a least favorite moment. It was, I don't know, okay. But it was kind of weird that Snart was kissing this Russian lady. I don't know. I thought it was weird. But the scene where Ray got dumped, it actually shows how innocent he is. And he can't talk to dumb ladies.
Yeah, no, I think that I didn't really mind the whole Snart kissing the Russian lady.
Yeah, me neither. It was just weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think probably when Kendra lost her mind, because I was just like, you just ruined the whole mission. Like, you ruined it.
Yeah. I feel like the legends never think about things before they act.
That's just on brand for the legends, okay?
I mean, I'm here for it, but I mean, like, they always do it. Like, Firestorm, when Stein's saying, don't hold these cables, and Jax is like, I'll hold whatever cable I want to hold, and then it hooks up the door release. Do you know what I mean? Like, if they just listen to each other and communicate, they would not get in half the situations they do, especially in the early days. Like, this season, they're not a good gelled team.
Yeah.
Cool. What was the most meaningful moment for you?
I have to say again, Sarah and Kendra training.
Should we just dedicate this entire episode of Beeble's Legends podcast to Sarah and Kendra training with each other and just forget the rest?
But it is kind of the most meaningful moment.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a good, it's definitely a good moment.
But also, Snart being so dedicated to save Rory in the lab, because that shows not foreshadows or shows, but it gives you a hint of what their relationship really is about, and it just, it really kind of foreshadows what Rory is going through in the later seasons.
Yeah, see, I was going to say something similar to that, but my moment was after they've been to the lab and Snart has gotten the thermal core thing and he's back at the ship and he's speaking to Rip and he's like pulls his gun on him to sort of show how angry he is that there was no backup, and it kind of shows a lot about his character, and I thought that was quite a meaningful moment, so that was mine.
I agree
with Elias. I think the most meaningful part was Sarah and Kendra training, because Sarah had to learn to embrace her human side, and Kendra had to learn to accept her monster hog goddess side.
Absolutely. What was your overall takeaway from the episode then? Like, how do you want to conclude your opinions on this episode?
Overall, for season one of Legends, which even the cast wants to forget about, just adding this thread here, it was pretty good. I think it was the best episode we've seen so far.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I agree. I think overall I thought it was a good episode. I just wish there had been more Sarah.
Yeah, the episode was good, but I think that since we already know what will happen later.
Yeah.
So the first chapters are not as exciting as the ones that follow.
Yeah, they like cloud your thinking because you know, like, it's hard to base it just on what you've seen so far when you know what's going to come ahead, because the ones that are coming, they're on a different level altogether with what we're seeing just now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm going to agree with Elias that overall season one, the cast doesn't like it very much. Now I got it. But the episode was pretty great. So, yeah. But it could have had more Sarah.
Yeah.
Now we're getting to our quiz segment where we ask each other questions and you can just play along at home.
I'm going to go first, okay. What number is outside the door for the basement that Stein enters into the lab?
5?
No.
10?
No, I'll give you guys one more guess.
You take a guess.
Seven?
No, but you know what, guys? It was 6. And that's funny because you said 5 and you said 7. How many merit badges does Ray say he has from Scouts?
Oh, Jesus Christ. All of them, including nuclear science.
Yeah, how many? What number?
He says a number?
21.
Yeah! I saw you mouthing that and I was like, say the answer. Yeah, it's 21. What is the name of the theatre that they go to for the ballet?
Bolshoi.
Yeah, well done. That's me. I'm out of questions.
Okay. What did Ray say he always wanted to be at the beginning of the episode?
A spy.
Congratulations.
You are the winner. Ding, 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 ding.
What movie is Ray quoting when the Soviet Union comes to help the Legends?
Top Gun.
Oh, I was going to say Top Gun. Well done.
What's Stein's undercover name?
You dick, that was my question.
That's wrong, that's not the answer, you're wrong.
Gregor Gavilov.
And last question, how many knives does Sarah have while she is sharpening them?
Six. Five. Nope.
Yes.
You think you took one question away from me, but now it's my turn.
Last week you did the same with me, so.
Yeah, it seems only fair. What jobs do Snart and Ray have a disguise in the Pentagon?
Cleaners. Janitors.
Yeah. What does Sarah call Kendra after the mission went wrong?
Big Bird.
Yes! The next segment, as every week, is going to be our Who Said It, where we ask each other, tell each other quotes, now I got it, from the episode, and the others have to guess who said it.
Who said it? Pushing the body to its breaking point is a thing of beauty.
Valentina.
Yeah, well done. Although my answer was Russian lady, but yeah, you're right.
You want us to break into the Pentagon? Sounds awesome.
Rory.
Who said it? The combination of grace and strength.
Sarah.
Sorry. No.
Kendra.
No.
Rit. Smart.
No.
My dog is now rolling.
Ray.
No.
Oh, the
Russian lady.
Russian lady.
Yes. The Russian lady.
And Elias, you don't have a quote.
No, I'm sorry. I forgot about the quote.
You're fired. I'm kidding. I would never fire.
I love you too.
Love you. I promise. The next segment on our podcast tonight is the Finish the Quote segment, which we started last week, and it's really good fun. So if you're listening at home, please feel free to join in. No one will think you're crazy if you're just shouting out answers at your phone. I'm going first because I only have one, so and I thought it was really funny and I don't want anybody else to steal it. Okay, so finish the quote. A dead Kendra
on top of a dead Carter.
Yeah.
Finish the quote. I'm trying to
get drunk.
No.
I'm trying to stay sane. I'm trying to suffocate my dog. I don't know. What do you want me to say? I don't know this one.
Okay.
Who said it? Give us a clue. Who said
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Reap said it.
I'm trying to shut down the nuclear.
No.
Did you say Rip? Rip said it?
Yes.
I thought Ray, I'm sorry.
I'm trying to not be so grumpy all the time, but it's not working.
It should be, but no.
I'm trying to get with Sarah Lance, but she's not interested.
Maybe? No.
I've got more. I'm trying
to... Okay, I'll give you...
Save my wife and children. But
no.
Kill Wendell Savage.
No. I'm going to give you one more word. I'm trying to save...
The world. The future.
Did somebody say the world?
I did.
Ah, you're right.
I think I got frostbites in some...
Pants.
Place nobody wants to have?
No.
I don't know. Frostbite... Say the quote again.
Nasty areas?
I think I got frostbites in some...
Unmentionable places.
No, almost.
I don't know.
Weird places?
No. I think I got frostbites in some not so fun places from waiting on here.
Finish the quote. Good, because I'm not.
Good?
No.
Because I'm not here to talk or something. Sarah says it to Kendra before they start training, doesn't she?
No.
Damn it.
Because I'm not a war, no, like a hero or some.
Yeah. Gone. I've lost it already on my thingy. Good, because I'm not a white knight. The episode's called White Knight, guys. It said twice in the whole thing. First, Snart says, good, because I'm not a white knight. And then later on, he said, I may be your white knight just this once.
Damn it!
Okay, Nisi, go.
Finish the quote. I risked your life enough times.
Now it's time for me to risk mine.
Not exactly, but on the right path.
Now it's my turn?
Was that it? Yeah, was that right?
Yes,
right. I'm not a fan. Oh, sorry. Finish the quote. I'm not a fan.
Of Felix.
Yeah. Finish the quote. Gideon.
Pull out the corpse?
No, but I'm sure that was said, but it's not the one I'm looking for. This one was funny. This made me laugh, and it would have made you guys laugh too, I'm sure. I'm going to give you 10 more seconds, and then I'm going to tell you the answer. And if you're listening at home and you think you know the answer, I hope you message us to tell everybody how big of a failure they all were. Okay, the answer. The quote was said by Snart at the beginning of the episode when he decides that he's going to go and read up on the ballet. And he says... he's
teach gonna... me some ballet. Ballet.
He says, Gideon, bone me.
Okay. Finish the quote. Don't flatter yourself, sweetheart. I'm not
a white knight. A hero. Nope. A savior. Nope. A good guy. Oh, damsel in distress.
No.
I'm not.
Don't flatter yourself, sweetheart. I'm not the sentimental type.
Oh.
Now we're heading to the Would You Rather segment, where we are given two options where we can choose which one we would rather.
And if you're listening to this podcast, then the choices will be posted on our Instagram story, and you can vote and tell us which you would rather also. And the following slide will have a answer box where you can tell us why.
This week's Would You Rather is, would you rather live a nightmare that's real or a dream that's a lie?
Nightmare that's real.
Same. Nightmare that's real.
Yeah, same.
There's no sustenance to having a false reality if you want to have something that's... It's got to be real, whether it's good or bad. Also, because Sarah said so, I'm doing it.
Yeah.
She could literally say jump and I will say how high.
Oh, Jesus Christ. No, but after Sarah said that quote in season 2, and I'm so sorry for everyone listening at home that we're jumping to season 2 right now, but I really wanted to have a discussion about this. Because when I heard Sarah say that quote for the first time, I started to think a lot, and I've spent most of the time I can remember from my life trying to chase a dream that's not real and it's never gonna be real. So I'm just living the nightmare I live in.
Woohoo!
Yeah, I mean,
hey.
I feel like that's a growth point for people. And to bring it round to Legends of Tomorrow, I feel like it was a growth point for Sarah as well, to realize that your life might suck, it might be really hard, but at least it's real. And that's kind of her realization as well. Like, yeah, she could get everything back that she's ever lost. However, it wouldn't be real. It would all be at the cost of someone, something or someone else. And it's not any way to live. And I think that's probably why it resonates with so many people, because you can fit that into your life as well. Obviously, we at People's Legends Podcast hope that everybody who is listening is living a life that is fabulous and real.
Yeah, and if not, we always have an open ear for someone who may need someone to talk.
Absolutely. Yeah. We're very open and caring people, so... It's a different tone for our podcast, but if you guys who are listening ever need anybody to talk to, we're here for you.
Absolutely.
Sweet. Okay, so next up is our hypothetical fight segment, where we will put forward two different characters and then have to decide which one would win in a hypothetical fight. Got this idea from Stephen Amell's podcast, How'd You Do It? And we borrowed it. Sorry, Stephen. We like your podcast, though. So, Elias, what is our hypothetical fight for this week?
Firestorm against Soviet Firestorm.
Ooh. That's a hard one.
And by Soviet Firestorm, I don't mean the hypothetical one from the future, but like the one that existed if Jax didn't talk Martin out of it.
Okay, the good Firestorm. Normal Firestorm, not Soviet Firestorm. I think they would win.
Yeah, me too.
The good guys always win in the end.
Yes.
Yeah, but this is not a TV show. That's a hypothetical thing.
Oh, okay.
And I also think Normal Firestorm, but just because of the fact that Jax, even though he doesn't listen to Martin in that exact episode, he listens to him more than the Russian lady would.
Also, the Soviet Firestorm is an unstable element. And just from our previous discussions that we've had about hypothetical fights, we sort of decided that unstable elements in people is not always a good thing, like Sarah's bloodlust from the last episode and things like that. Might not always be a good edge. And the Soviet Firestorm has got that unstable element about them as well.
Yep. True.
And an unwilling participant, like, I don't know. That's my answer.
I think that the Normal Firestorm would win. I don't know why, but I just want to support them.
I think, like Kari said, that the Normal Firestorm would win because, you know, it's not very, you know, Jax and Martin know what they are doing.
Yeah, I think, are we all in agreement? And if you're listening and you would like to share your opinion, we're going to have this up on our story as well, so you can vote and let us know why you think whoever it is you think would win. On our Instagram page at Bebo's Legends Podcast, we currently have a competition running. If you would like to come onto our Zoom call and record an episode of the podcast with us, get to meet the team, have some laughs with us, see what goes on behind the scenes, you have to answer a question and send it to us in a DM, send us your answer. The question was, what mistake did Nisi notice in episode 3 of Legends of Tomorrow? So go and listen to Blood Ties on a podcast and you'll be able to find the answer there. You also have to be following us on either Twitter or Instagram and like our picture of the Blood Ties episode and fire us your answer, and you could be in with a chance of coming on here and meeting all these lovely people. The competition closes on Wednesday the 26th, so get your answers into us as soon as you can to be in with a chance.
Join us next week as we're discussing the episode Fall Safe.
Which is episode 5 of season 1 of Legends of Tomorrow. If you want to contact us, please feel free to do so. We have a Twitter page, we have a YouTube page, we've got an Instagram page, and we've got email. Everything, every way you can contact us or listen to the podcast is available on Instagram in our bio. And that's at
Beagle's
Podcast.
And also on Twitter in our bio, which is at Beagle's Legends.
Wicked. Thanks so much for listening. It's been really grand. Bye. Yep.
Bye.
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 Beagle's Legends Podcast. I love you too.